you know, somebody in the role of a board chair would hopefully be held to those standards by the board that they set. So I'm not concerned about those issues.
But she's made clear in the past of different things she's mentioned of her passion for the board on this board.
Likewise, this board's passion.
So I don't feel that her passion is for this board, her passion's for that board. And it's reflecting on the rest of us.
I'd like to respectfully disagree. I have spoken with Kristen before I even was able to be nominated to run to be a board member. And she has been the utmost supportive for everyone on this board and the students and everyone else. I feel like she would make a fantastic leader and really run our meetings the way we would like them to be run. And I respect you and I think you're amazing. And I don't mean any disrespect to you. I do see that she's been able to remove herself from the discussions on the community center. And I feel like anyone can have passion for two different entities, can they not? So I think that she'd be a very good board president.
Well, if we want to go deeper into the personal issues.
I don't think that we should go into personal issues, quite frankly, while we're in public session.
Well, no, it could be discussed in public.
As long as it pertains to what we're discussing right now, just these two things, correct?
It does. At one point, we were discussing Silo Ridge. And in that meeting, I got attacked by her because of the Silo Ridge, because they didn't get their way what they wanted with Silo Ridge. So I was a liar, a cheat, and a backroom dealer in front of, embarrassed me in front of all my colleagues. So that reflects back to her too.
Could that just be her passion just in general over the things that she feels very strongly about?
I ask
very respectfully. I'm not trying to badger you or argue with you.
Right, but am I a liar, cheat, and backroom dealer? No, I'm not.
Would never say that.
Can I ask a question in my ignorance? As board president, you basically set the agenda with Ray.
We talk about it, yes.
And you run the meetings.
Yes.
What other roles do you have as board president?
I sign contracts. I'm there for when Ray needs them right away to make an approval, right away to emergency approval. Anything.
So you sign contracts without all of us?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. All the contracts have already gone through already.
Right, so
sometimes
we all
vote
on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I always make sure that the other party signed the contracts first before we do. Because in the past, there's been a couple slip through and then something changed. So, but other than that, I leave the responsibility for Ray to contact every individual board member on daily matters, okay? Unless there's, like we went through contract with Ray or some of the other administrators, I personally contacted every board member. We discuss everything there.
It's not necessarily just the board president, but any board member can have an influence on a superintendent at times, although I'm not sure this one is as easily influenced. But the Silo Ridge was offering funds for a program for the school district, and without any vote by the board on the matter, a program was being worked out by the Northeast Community Center and Silo Ridge, and that came as kind of a surprise to us, but that was at the suggestion of Kristen to Jim that he contact Jenny to have her work on that with him. So, but she wasn't even president then, so I'm kind of arguing against the fact that the president necessarily has extra power there. My concern is that there has been.
Can I just answer your question?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Just to get to the Silo Ridge thing, we spoke as a board about the prospective Silo Ridge projects, and with the plan that we had discussed with Silo Ridge moving forward, the discussion at that point, once we had kind of outlined what our vision was, is when the community center discussion came in, because they had run a similar program. I don't think that was something that was discussed at least my memory serves, it wasn't something that was discussed and presented to us.
No, they went down and discussed it with Silo Ridge.
Right, but we had discussed it. Silo Ridge had come here and actually discussed mm-hmm. the proposal with us.
But we didn't say, let's hand it to the community center to run. And all of a sudden, they were the ones presenting a program which they would administer.
And I thought it was just going to be there. My understanding was they were going to assist with how to implement it because they had done a similar program.
Well,
that's what my understanding was.
That's not the understanding that Silo Ridge had, so maybe they got it wrong. That's possible. People can misinterpret.
At this point, my understanding is that program's offered more than anyway.
Yes, it is, because that was not what they intended to do. Anyway, it's, you know, I mean, everybody has to speak to their own comfort level, and you know, we've listened to people in the audience saying that basically the meetings that were had with, and you remember this, with Northeast Community Center and officials and Millerton that were not in public were not a good thing. And to me, the perception, if and when something is done with that building, the perception should be that it is all on the up and up and that there's nothing that was preordained. So that's my concern. But it's, you know, like I say, everybody has to make their decision based on how they feel.
Anyone else for comments? We will now vote on nominee Kristen Panzer for board president. Since there is only one nominee, I'll just ask for yays or nays, ayes or nays, please. So, ayes?
Aye.
Is that three?
Four.
Aye.
Okay, one moment, please. I just want to...
It's five, Tracy.
Wow. Corey, you said yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Nikki Johnson?
Aye.
Rick Keller?
Yes.
Coffee? Okay. Bill McGee?
No.
Jeannie Moran?
No.
The motion to declare Kristen Panzer board president passes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I could give you the oath right now, or maybe I'll wait until we do the vice president, and then we'll do them both together. No, I better
not. Am I running the meeting now?
Because she has to run the meeting.
Yeah, you have to run the meeting, so okay. I will do that. I'll give you the...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Yes, of Board of Education President.
Of Board of Education President.
Of the Weetok Central School District.
Of the Weetok Central School District.
According to the best of my ability for the 2015-2016 school year.
According to the best of my ability for the 2015-2016 school year.
I would like to thank Bill McGee
for his service to the board as board president. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
May I have a nomination for vice president of the Board of Ed for the 14-15 school year? Rick?
Chris Mayville.
Rick would like to nominate Chris Mayville. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. And you're getting that, Tracy? Okay.
Yep.
Are there any other?
We just want to change it to the 15-16 school year.
Thank you. 15-16. Thank you.
Yep.
I think I've asked for other nominations. Are
yes,
there other
correct.
Nominations for vice president? Any other nominations? Motion, if there being no further nominations, motion to close nominations for vice president. May I have that motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, did you get that? And a second?
Second.
Okay. And are all in favor of closing nominations for vice president, say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Okay, nominations for vice president are closed. And is there any discussion? There being no discussion, all in favor of Chris Mayville for vice president of the Board of Ed for this school year, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And those opposed, say nay. Okay, the motion carries. Chris.
Congratulations. Okay, let me get that over.
And I would like to ask Chris to join me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Board of Education Vice President of the Weetek Central School District according to the best of my ability for the 2015-16 school year.
Okay, so this is the business.
No.
Oath of office. And I would like to thank outgoing Vice President Judy Moran for her service to this board. Tracy?
Yes.
You administer an oath of office to the superintendent?
And I administer, thank you. You have my cheat sheet.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
No, yeah, I can take that back now.
Thank you.
I can
take
that for.
Okay, Ray.
Hello.
Hi. Raise your right hand. I, Raymond Castellani.
I, Raymond Castellani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties of Superintendent of Schools.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Superintendent of Schools.
Of the Weetek Central School District.
Of the Weetek Central School District.
According to the best of my ability for the 2015-16 school year.
According to the best of my ability for the 2015-16 school year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's me, right? We're on the consent agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'd like to actually withdraw.
Yes, Judy.
The calendar, and I should have noticed earlier, but I actually didn't notice until
Okay, so
can you give me that number, please?
That's what I'm looking for. 1208.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anything else anyone wants to pull? And I don't think there's any NACC business on there, or is there?
There is not.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Motion carries. It was 12:08, so should I get to it in order or go to it now?
You can go to it now.
Okay. Judy, 12:08.
There's a meeting down for October 19th, since four of the board members will be at the convention on October 19th.
Very good.
Need to speak to it.
Okay. No, I'm
looking at a calendar.
I'm sorry.
The following week.
Look at my calendar.
October 26th.
Is there consensus?
That's fine with me.
So October 26th.
October 26th?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know in October?
Nikki, that's good.
Yes.
Bill, October 26th. Okay, very good. All right, then motion to approve 1208 as amended.
So moved.
Thank you, Judy.
Second.
Nikki, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, 901, appointment of officers. Nope, that was consent. Consent.
Yeah. I think you're down to the regular business meeting.
Oh, okay, excellent.
1401.
Thank you.
You can go right into the business meeting. I checked other schools this year.
Okay, great. So we're not closing anything, we're not opening anything. Mm-hmm. And public comment. I know we have some people here tonight. Nope. Is there any public comment?
Not yet.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. And thank you all for being here. Okay, there being no public comment, we'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. I have a number of items to report on, some that have come up last minute, so I'll start with those that are not on the agenda. One is I'd like to update the Board of Education and the public that we closed. Tomorrow's program for summer school is not running. We're having a water pressure issue here in the district. Across the street, we've noticed that there's some water seeping through some areas. We've had an excavation crew here, an engineering architecture, to come and try to assess what that situation is. Right now, we've uncovered two areas where we've noticed where the pipe is buried beneath the school. And tomorrow and the next day, the engineers will be finding out where that leak may be that's causing us to lose so much water that is now groundwater. And we will try to come up with some options on how to fix that. I don't have any further information other than they've uncovered just two areas where piping is, so they can follow that pipe all the way up to its source now. But the summer school is canceled for tomorrow due to water pressure. We did move the summer school up here, but the effect of the water pressure is also up here an issue. So I will find out more. The hope is to have it back in session for Thursday, again here up at the high school. but I will update the board and the community as we go with that. Just wanted to update them.
Hey, Ray?
Yes, sir.
How are parents being notified, or have they been notified?
We drafted a letter to parents today that went home with all students. I believe there was some kind of other communication around the internet that was doing that. Right now, we don't have anybody that can manage our website page, so we don't have anything on our website, but we're trying to get all communication out as possible. If there's any further need for any type of amendment to the program in the next day or so, we'll be sending an all call home and letting everybody know that way.
And it'll be posted on our Facebook page as well.
On the Facebook page.
And could you just say why no one's managed? Is someone on vacation? Or?
Currently, right now, yes, someone is, the person who manages that is not a summer employee unless we call them in. And we're looking to make some moves in technology, which we'll get that hopefully mentioned soon.
Very good, thank you.
All callers are like robocall?
Robocall. Yeah.
Yes.
And
that didn't go out today?
It did not go out today. They felt that having those letters go home was sufficient. And I believe that there was another type of communication from the principal of the program and also the intern who was working with it. So. But we'll check. We'll see. We'll see, hopefully, that everybody got the message. If not, we'll make sure that robocall comes.
See how many kids show up tomorrow?
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully, everybody got the message.
Yeah. Yeah. Without the bus, they're not going to get raised. Their parents may be frustrated.
I'll check. If I can get out of here in the next 20 minutes, I'll send one out.
Why not? Do we have a rough idea? Are we looking to continue summer school here?
Summer school will continue here at least until it's fixed there and assessed over there. The only reason it's not here tomorrow is because of the water pressure, but it's building up as we speak. I also have a couple of other items that I'd like to talk about in regards to action in the upcoming meeting, a little bit later on in the meeting, is the we have some individual contracts that have been negotiated with individuals that are not part of any type of labor management group. These are individual contracts on a year-to-year basis. They have been negotiated, and I'm going to ask for approval as presented to you in regards to those contracts. Please be aware of that. I also have to pull off the contract for the business official as we are still negotiating, and hopefully tomorrow that negotiation will be finalized, and next week we can move on that motion also. And also, we have two memorandums of agreement that I'd like to share. I have board approval tonight. One is for with the CSEA, who's our unit in regards to that work with our paraprofessionals and our clerical and our bus drivers and maintenance and custodial and grounds. We have a MOA with them regarding a certain individual that needs a compensation change in regards to work that he had done all winter while our head grounds person was out, our head director of facilities was out. And also with the Weebituck Administrators Association in regards to hopefully the director of student services. So those will be things that we'll be hoping to act on. I just wanted to update them. What I'm also going to be presenting to you that is part of the agenda, as you see, is we have gone back and assessed the needs of AIS and listening to some of the faculty and staff and parents that spoke last meeting and working with the principals. We were trying to be aggressive and have think outside of the box, or maybe a little bit too far outside of the box right now that I don't believe we're ready for in regards to the most efficient program for our students. And if you remember, we were having three secondary teachers teach AIS classes to our elementary students, fourth and fifth grade. That was a little bit of a reach for us and not something that I proposed. And it is a reach for us. It's not the most efficient and effective possibility to teach our students and instruct our students. So in going back, working with principals, I am coming back to you for an additional elementary certified teacher that will deliver academic intervention services to our fourth and fifth grade students as a whole. They'll be able to work with teachers in the fourth and fifth grade. They'll be able to plan with them. It's really the best program that we can do for our students, and I am bringing that to you. Our high school and intermediate school teachers that were going to deliver the services will be teaching AIS courses as well as looking at possibly some additional courses that we did not offer or we're not able to offer. And if that's something that has to be changed in student schedules, we will do that. So it's not going to be free periods for the three teachers that were going to teach the three AIS sections. They will be picking up much-needed AIS school, AIS sections, as well as some other offerings. Our region scores are in, and by looking at those, the AIS is needed also. So I am coming to you for that in the board meeting tonight.
Is that not inclusive of sixth grade, or are you just...
It may be, but it's for elementary, so fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I don't know what sections they'll be using it as, what is most needed. That'll be something that the principals will decide, but it's for the elementary level, fourth through sixth.
PBIS.
Yes.
How much does this increase the budget?
It doesn't increase the budget at all. We cannot increase the budget. It would have to be used from some funds that we have available, some areas that we can pull from in other areas. So it's a beginning teacher salary.
Plus the four we stated aides, too, right?
Three.
Okay, three. Teaching assistants.
We reinstated three of those, plus the
teaching assistants and some of the other positions that we presented that have been put in the budget were recouped in other ways to find those monies. We brought back students from BOCES to help incorporate some paying for some of that. This was not part of that plan, but it is something that, you know, when you build a budget, there's some areas that this is built into so that we know that if there's some increased areas we can tap into. We try not to do it,
right,
so that it helps with fund balance moving forward. And unfortunately, the plan was probably a little too aggressive, and it was to try to meet the budget demands of that we were looking at. And again, it was something that if I could go back and change back in February, March, I would change back to this model. So just we don't have to act on it. I'm just going to be discussing that.
Okay.
I'm also came to you last meeting, and we increased, rightfully so, our 0.2 art position, or art position to another 0.2. We had a gentleman on staff at 0.6. We raised it to 0.8, and that was to take care of a photography class elective that was being offered. And if you remember, we had 34 students that were taking looking to take photography, so we had to increase that. That was photography one. There's also about 18 students that are interested in photography too, which is the second part of that. We had some people come here and present that the need for that class that day that was brought to them. When I went back and checked with the administration with guidance, it was increased that there are 17 to 18 students that are looking for photography too. It is 0.8 already, so we had talked about that I would come back and assess that and bring it to you if it's a need. It is a need, so I'm asking you to move forward on the 0.2 to make it a full-time position.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
That course wouldn't start until January because it's a two-part course, so speak to that.
Sure. He, the gentleman that's in the course, in the position right now at 0.8, we would break out two Photography 1 courses. So he would have taught either Photography 1 in the fall and then a second Photography 1 in the spring. Now he's able to teach two Photography 1 courses in the fall for all 34 students, and then the 18 students in, or 17 to 18 students in this spring semester.
And then Photography 1 again also? Or
no.
There wasn't two in one.
Right. There were two Photography 1 courses and one Photography 2 course.
There was something else. There was digital media or something.
Digital media we had discussed, and I'm not sure that class is going to be running.
Okay. So I don't see a resolution here.
I believe it's in there.
Okay.
I think it's further on. So yeah, I'm just giving you my report now. There's one. Two other areas, again, that I like to speak about, and three. One is the Director of Student Services. In regards to the district restructuring, we have moved forward with a plan that will use our current administration and restructure them in different ways. A pre-K through 8 principal and a 9 through 12 principal. That will be supported by a teacher who's on special assignment in the form of a dean of students. But it also allows us to have a Director of Student Services that we will move forward with, and that person will take special education, that position of special education, and broaden it to really cover a wider span of students and more services that are allowed for our students. And so I'm going to be asking for the creation of that position and the appointment of someone to that position this evening. And last but not least, I have for you is the approval of photography courses 1 and 2 as electives. You've been given the syllabus and the course description. I'm asking for approval on that. On here, Foundations of Music was pulled off. There was some questions in regards to that course. What I thought best is that the high school principal, and if so needed, the music department, but at least the high school principal whose course it is, it's the high school course, would come and present the course to you and give you an explanation. I was given a spreadsheet today that the course is part of New York State curriculum, music in the high school in 9 through 12, it's under music knowledge, but I would feel comfortable if the principal was to present that to you. So at a later date this summer, hopefully next meeting, we can have the principal come and present that to you. So that's my report, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay, I think that we are moving on, and I believe we're at 18 personnel. Is that right?
Consent agenda.
No, sorry. Consent agenda 16. I think you should be at.
Oh, because it was the consent agenda from the reorg meeting. Okay, I misunderstood
correct.
That. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Looking for a motion. Is there anything anybody wants to pull from the consent agenda?
Did we already pull 1802?
We have to pull 1802.
Oh, good. Thanks. Yeah.
Anybody else? And 1805, do any of these have to go? Wait a minute. 1802, got it. Okay, I'd like to pull 2101. Okay. And then is there, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, the motion carries. All right, now we're on.
Well, 1802 we're pulling because we don't have the.
We're not ready to go. And 2101, yeah.
1801 is not marked as consent agenda.
You're right. No. You always liked resignations.
Like them off. Okay, and 2101, it's come around. I mean, it looks like something if... Hold on a moment.
See that readoption of the NTIC operating principles?
Right. Which we've never discussed or looked at. I don't know the history of these principles or... I don't know. It seems like a board business that we should maybe just take a few minutes to talk about. And if people aren't familiar with them, maybe we can just bump those over to our next agenda, if that's okay.
We actually adopted them the first year you and I were on the board.
Oh, I'd like to.
Sign them. I had suggested that perhaps we sign them again with the new board members.
Okay, well, I think that we should just take a look at them as a board and discuss them. And I think, it seems like the kind of thing, if we're going to do it, maybe it shouldn't be on the consent agenda, that it should just be called to people's attention because it's a sort of a statement of ethics and principles. So it should be up front. And if everybody could just take a look at those and we'll bring them back on the agenda at our next meeting. Thank you. Okay, 1801. Would anybody like to make a motion regarding 1801?
I move we accept the resignation of Marion Milton with thanks for the service.
Second.
Do we have any idea how many years she had it? Would she be real? All right, so if it's something over 10 years, we had talked about a gold card.
Yep.
So we'll check that, Tracy, tomorrow.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it, thank you. Hold. Thank you. A lot of papers, all right. Nobody ever said this for me, are we back to public comment? I'm at curriculum and instruction.
I have, I have a couple of areas that I'd like to bring forward.
Yeah, sure. I think she's on public comment and, oh, okay, Board of Education. Sorry.
Yeah.
Where are you, Ryan?
As part of the agenda, we have a couple more areas we have to have resolutions on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So the memorandum of agreement between the UTUC and the Administrators Association.
Do we have text for that?
No.
To adopt this MOA?
We have those three, two MOAs. So I don't have anything written.
I move that we approve the MOAs for Robert Eastman and for Katie McEnroe as submitted to the board by the superintendent of schools.
Very good. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now I need a motion to for this one?
Nope.
Okay.
We need a motion on this in regards to the individual contracts and the approval for the Board of Ed to sign, present to sign the individual contracts between the following people.
Right, except I'd like to break one.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So it's Sheila Moran.
You want to do one by
I move that we approve the individual contracts for Sheila Moran, Tracy Trotter,
Mary
Clinton,
Jeffrey
Sunchak, Louise Belant, and Mark
Lounsbury.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I move we approve the contract, although I haven't really seen a contract with the athletic director. We have to approve something, so, because it's involving spending money.
I don't think it's a contract. I think you appoint him.
Okay.
Correct? So the idea is that you're increasing the stipend, the contractual right. stipend for the athletic director by $3,000.
Okay. I move that we increase the stipend for the position of athletic director to $15,000 for the 2015-16 school year.
Check.
Thank you. Second. Any discussion?
It's an increase of $3,000. So it's two $15,000 and an increase of $3,000.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays?
Nay.
Did you get that?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for that. It was less.
Okay, and now we're on public comment.
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you guys, thank the superintendent and the board for listening to all the concerns. I really feel that you've been very open and that you've really heard the concerns of the public, of the teachers, of the children, of what they want for this district. And I really appreciate you going back and revisiting things and changing things based on what people said. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Okay, we'll move on.
No executive session.
And there's no executive session. So it's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Bye.
Wow.